His Eminence Cardinal Burke with today's homily.
It is a source of great joy for me to offer the Pontifical Mass on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception in your parish church, dedicated to the honor of the Savior and His Virgin Mother under her title of the Immaculate Conception. I thank Father Frank Godick, the pastor, for his impeccable hospitality and for all that he has done to make possible today's Pontifical Mass. I thank also His Excellency, the Most Reverend Nelson Perez, Bishop of Cleveland, for his warm welcome. Today we celebrate the mystery of our salvation in Jesus Christ by recalling how God the Father prepared the Virgin Mary from the moment of her conception to be the worthy vessel in which His only begotten Son would take our human nature. In accord with His all-loving plan to adopt us as His own dear children in His only begotten Son, God, by a wondrous work of His grace, chose the Virgin Mary before the foundation of the world, predestining her to be the mother of His Son at His incarnation. Let us listen to the words of St. Paul in the letter to the Ephesians. In love, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ destined us for adoption to Himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of His will, for the praise of the glory of His grace that He granted to us in the Beloved. God the Father granted to the Virgin Mary the grace of the victory over sin and everlasting death at her conception, which the Son, whom she was to conceive in her womb by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, would accomplish on our behalf by His suffering and dying on Calvary. When our first parents, by their sinful pride, had lost the life of grace for which God had created them, God necessarily expelled them from the Garden of Eden, the place of full communion with Him. In doing so, He spoke to the serpent, to Satan, announcing the first promise of man's salvation. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel. While God in His justice expelled Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden, in which they had enjoyed communion with Him, He, in His immeasurable and unceasing mercy, immediately announced the great work of their salvation and of the salvation of their offspring through His Son, born of a virgin. In order that the Virgin Mary might be prepared to accept her vocation and mission of Mother of God, Mother of the Redeemer, God the Father granted her a full share in the divine grace in the victory over sin and eternal death, which only God the Son incarnate could accomplish. The classical representation of Mary Immaculate shows her crushing the head of a serpent with her feet, reminding us of the fulfillment of the first promise of our salvation through her divine maternity. From her conception in the womb of her mother Anne, Mary was totally for Christ. There was no mark of sin in her. Throughout her life, she remained totally for Christ. The Holy Scriptures teach us that the eternal wisdom of God has been at work from the very beginning of creation. Wisdom, first begotten by God the Father, was His companion in creating everything in accord with His very being. Wisdom is the Word, which orders all things in accord with the perfection of God. The order and harmony of the created world participates in divine truth goodness and beauty, but in a particular way, all creation finds its summit in the creation of man, the only earthly creature created in the very image and likeness of God. The text of the epistle reveals how the work of divine wisdom in the creation of the world is in a special way always for the good of man. Let us listen to the words of divine wisdom, who describes the work of the Creator. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him, like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in the inhabited world, and delighting in the sons of men. Truly, our ordinary life is profoundly extraordinary, for we have been created for communion with God in accord with his eternal and unchanging wisdom. The wisdom of God is personified in God the Son, who brings it to realization in the Church, his mystical body. In the mystery of the redemptive incarnation, God is given the fullness of expression through the truth and love with which he created the world, and with which, in a most particular way, he takes delight in the sons of men. Father Louis Bouillet describes the wisdom of God with these words. The wisdom of God as God's plan for the world, moreover, finds its final realization in the Church as the bride of Christ. Tradition distinguishes then between the divine wisdom as directly manifested in Christ and its created realization in the Church and in the world. The Virgin Mary very soon appears as its most perfect created manifestation, both because she is the particularly faithful handmaid of the Lord, and because in her, as Mother of Christ, the divine plan has found all its fulfillment. The Blessed Virgin Mary manifests the extraordinary nature of our being as God has created us, for she, from the first moment of her life, was preserved from every stain of sin, from anything which could lessen or destroy her communion with God. The moment of the Annunciation, at the moment of the virginal conception of God the Son in Mary's immaculate womb, the Archangel Gabriel acknowledged the total beauty of her soul by his greeting, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." The Virgin Mother manifests the divine wisdom at work in the creation of the world and above all in the creation of man. She manifests the divine wisdom in person, the person of her divine Son, at work to restore creation to its original perfection and above all to restore man to communion with God. For that reason, the Holy Scriptures describing the wisdom of God refer allegorically to Mary, whom God from the beginning had chosen to be the mother of his only begotten Son, who took our human flesh in her womb by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. Mary Immaculate is the image of the victory over sin in our lives by the working of God's grace, by the working of the Holy Spirit in our souls. Her sinlessness inspires us to call upon the grace of Christ, given to us in baptism and confirmation, restored within us through the sacrament of penance, and nourished within us through the Holy Eucharist we celebrate. Mary Immaculate leads us to her Son with the instruction which she first gave to the wine stewards at the wedding feast of Cana, "Do whatever he tells you." Her obedience is our model of holiness of life through obedience to God's word. At the same time, Mary Immaculate is ceaseless in her maternal prayers for us. She knows well the wiles of Satan by which our first parents fell from grace. She knows the daily struggles which are ours in following her divine Son on the way of the cross, which leads to eternal salvation. Let us therefore turn to her daily and throughout the day, asking the help of her intercession. The Blessed Virgin Mary, under her title of the Immaculate Conception, is the patroness of our beloved nation. Let us on her feast day, in a most special way, ask her prayers for our homeland in these tumultuous times in which human life, marriage and the family, and the free practice of religion are under a constant and fierce attack. The Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary is a most powerful spiritual means for obtaining the many graces which we so much need for the conversion of our personal lives to Christ and for the transformation of our culture in accord with God's plan for us and for our world. Let us storm heaven on behalf of our families and of our nation by praying the Holy Rosary. Mary Immaculate now leads us to the Eucharistic sacrifice, in which we with her are united with Christ, her Son, in the offering of his life for the salvation of all men. She also leads us to the fruit of his sacrifice, communion in his body and blood, which purifies and strengthens us to embrace our suffering with pure and selfless love of God and of our neighbor. Christ alone is the wisdom of God. He alone wins the victory of eternal life. One with him, especially in the Eucharistic sacrifice, we know divine wisdom, and his victory is also ours. Heart of Jesus, formed by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.